The Mind Aware, 703.
Hello, hello, Dana Wild here. How are you today? How are you this fine day? I'm so happy you're here. Welcome to Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs. This is the show where you discover how to make money by being happy. Get paid to be you. As I mentioned, I'm your host, Dana Wild. And if you want to be part of the Brain Training Sandbox, then check out Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs' new, spanking brand new, free daily newsletter. You can get that over at danawild.com/mantra. You'll love it. It's like getting a jolt of happy in the morning that gets you moving and gets you feeling good so that you make more money. So today we're going to talk about being a control freak. Somebody wrote in and literally they maybe had three sentences. And the three sentences are, I hate it when I'm not in control. I want to stop being a control freak. What do I do? And so I was thinking about this for a little while. And I think you're going to like what I have to say. Because we've all heard the stories about control freaks, and we've all had this experience to some extent or another, whether it's through perfectionism or whether it's through having to just grapple with things that are out of our control. And it's so maddening sometimes, isn't it? I mean, I know how it feels when I moved into this new place and I realized, like, oh my gosh, we don't have internet. Why didn't I think to ask that, right? We don't really have real internet. And some things are just not fixable. And they're especially not fixable with a mindset that they're not fixable. Like I was thinking about it literally just today. No amount of money can fix this problem. I mean, if I was a billionaire, I could maybe build my own tower here. And then I would have internet. But really, outside of that, there is no amount of money that can fix this problem with the internet. And so you check everything and you try everything and you try to make the world fix into your mold because you want to be in control of this thing. But there are some things that are just outside of our control. And so we all have to deal with this on some level or another. And the reality is, if we're honest with ourselves, a lot more things are out of our control than are within our control. And so part of me, when I got on here, you know, I wanted to just tell you all of the normal things you've probably already heard, because, you know, you've probably already heard that there are a lot of good reasons to get over this, right? It can cause you undue stress. It's bad for your health. It's not productive. All of those types of things. And you've probably also already heard that as your business gets bigger and bigger and bigger, you're going to have less control over things because you're going to have more moving parts and more people working for you. And you've probably already also heard that the only person you're hurting through a lack of control is yourself. And that the only thing we all really have control over is how we react to things. Like all of these things, you know, I was thinking of all these kind of pat answers that we've heard a million times. The only thing you really have control over is the way you react to things, is your response to things. And it's not like that's not true. It's good advice. It's very good advice. It's very solid advice. Especially as brain trainers, we know this. We know that we think in our heads, we generate our emotions. And so I wanted in this episode to try to address something we haven't talked about on this issue. And so here it is. The problem isn't really that you're a control freak. The problem is that you don't like being a control freak. So you're getting results you don't want because of that resistance toward being a control freak. And it's really evident that that's how you feel in these few sentences that you wrote here on the form that came through. And it's okay, you can feel that way. But I want to address it because we have a lot of ideas about what's a good way to be in the world and what's a bad way to be in the world. You know, it's good to be relaxed. It's bad to be a perfectionist. And it depends what circle you're in. You know, some circles you get in and the circle says, oh, it's bad to drink any alcohol. And other circles you get in and they say, oh, it's cool to drink wine. And other circles, oh, it's cool to drink bourbon or tequila, right? I mean, there's all sorts of different ideas we have based on whatever environment we're in, whatever we've shaped as our own preferences and our own beliefs. And so I really want to come back to this, that the problem is not that you're a control freak. The problem is that you don't like being a control freak. The problem is how you're talking about being a control freak. Because the story can go either way. You can have a story that says, my business doesn't grow, my health is bad, I'm stressed out because I'm a control freak. Or you can have a story that sounds like, my business is doing so well, I'm managing so many things in my health and my life, I feel so good about my world because I'm a control freak. Right? Either one of those stories could be equally valid. And so you have to pick. Now, it sounds to me like you've made a decision what you picked, and I promise I'm going to address this head on. But I want to remind everybody as brain trainers that there are four choices we're all always making. We can do the thing and feel bad about it, do the thing and feel good about it. Don't do the thing and feel bad, or don't do the thing and feel good. So as brain trainers, obviously, there's no feel bad choices. So be a control freak and feel good about it, or don't be a control freak and feel good about it. But either one, it's totally fine. You have to find the story. So let's say you were going to keep it and you went, oh my gosh, I never thought about that. I could stay being a control freak. I could just learn to love it. I could learn to love myself for who I am. That feels like it would be easier than trying to change this. Because that's what we're always looking for, right? The easy path. What's the easiest thing to do? Is it easier to embrace being a control freak and love it and make it work for you? Or is it easier to train your brain to get over it? Which is easier? Do that. And that goes for everything. You know, fill in the blank here with whatever trait you don't like about yourself. I'm disorganized. Is it easier to get organized and train your brain so you're more organized? Or is it easier to embrace and love your disorganization? Or perfectionism? Or being late all the time? Or. Fill in the blank with anything you don't like about yourself. And you can either change it or learn to love it. So let's just start temporarily with the learn to love it one. If you wanted to, you could start saying, wow, that's so interesting. I never thought about it that way. But maybe the thing I've been resisting and hating is actually my biggest asset. And maybe it's okay to be anal and a control freak and organized and like to have my fingers in everything. I can be a good delegator and be a control freak. I can have a big team and be a control freak. I can laugh at myself and be a control freak. I can have a second set of eyes on things and things go well and I can love it and I can know that my attention to detail is part of the reason why I'm so successful. It's okay for me to have this trait and to want to keep an eye on the things around me and the things in my business and to feel like I have a pulse on what's happening. This is my feel good, and I love that it's my feel good, and I love this about myself, and it's part of the reason why I'm so successful, right? You can have that story going. Or let's say you say, no, Dana, I wrote in that I really want to get over it. I really mean it. And so that's really what I want to do. I want to train my brain for that. So if that's the case, then you start a new story that says, you know what? I used to be a control freak. I've been a control freak most of my life, but I see it really shifting now. I'm learning how to relax, and I like it about myself. It's so fun to see that I'm growing and that I'm changing over the years. I love how I used to grasp onto things, and now I'm so relaxed, and I let them go, and I trust, and I attract the right people to me. And it's so much easier for me to just be the passenger and allow things to come to me. And it feels so good. It feels so good to be that person. And I can see that I'm shifting into that more and more every day. Right? Keep it or get rid of it. Do the thing or don't do the thing. Be this way or be that way. None of it matters. The only thing that matters is how you talk about it. How are you talking about it? The story that you tell is bringing you the results that you get. That's what brain training is about. The story that you tell is bringing you the results that you get. And so love it or leave it, it makes no difference. But either way, tell the good story. And I know you know that because I know you're an expert brain trainer and you totally get this. And we're playing with it and practicing more and more every day. You're getting better and better at it. Isn't it so fun? Don't we love it? Don't we love knowing what we're knowing? Isn't it so great to be on the cutting edge of all of this? And what an exciting time we live in. Ooh, I just love being a brain trainer, and I know you do too.